Let us sing to God's glory in Psalm 116. 116, and we sing verses 1 to 6. Now let us read in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, Matthew, 6th chapter, and the first verses. In Matthew chapter 6, to verse 15. Take heed that you do not your alms or your practices of righteousness before men to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father who is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, do not let thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms also may be in secret, that thy Father, who sees in secret, himself shall reward thee openly. And when you pray, you shall not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, enter into your closet, and when you have shut the door, pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knows what things you have need of before you ask him. After this manner therefore pray ye, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Let us join together now in prayer. Heavenly Father, every time we come to pray, we are conscious of our ignorance and our inadequacy and insufficiency for these things. and we can only stumble and, as it were, stutter through something to say to God. And yet, Lord, we know from the scriptures that prayer, in a sense, does not depend upon words or carefully crafted utterances or thought-out discourses, but sometimes is a cry that can hardly be uttered, a deep sigh, a longing that rises up within our heart, a longing to know God, to honour God. The desire of our hearts is that God's name would be hallowed and sanctified. Our desire, O God, is that the kingdom of God would come, that God's will would be done on earth as it is done in heaven. We pray, Heavenly Father, that we would be more and more conscious of our dependence upon God's mysterious providence for our daily bread, and indeed to be thankful. And also we pray that we would have loving and forgiving hearts towards others who have trespassed against us. We confess, Lord, our Father, that we hold grudges, that we engender bitter thoughts, that we remember grievances, that sometimes we live with a corroded spirit, desiring vengeance, desiring, as it were, that those whom we imagine have done us wrong, that they would be brought down in some way. And we are conscious, O Lord, that we are doing more damage to ourselves and hindering our own growth in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ by harbouring and, as it were, holding on to these critical and vengeful thoughts. So we pray that we would have forgiving hearts, because God has forgiven us much, much more offence than we have ever had offended against us. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that we would confess our own sins, and instead of finding faults with others, we would find faults with ourselves. Each one of us, in a sense, can say with the Apostle Paul that we are less than the least of all the saints, and that we are the chief of sinners, because we know what our sins are, or we ought to know, but we do not know what the sins of other people are, even when we see grievous things in their conduct and hear grievous things in their lips. Yet we know that in our own innermost being, these thoughts linger also. And so we pray that we would see ourselves, O God, not better than others, but actually worse than others. And the very fact that we harbour grudges puts us in a category of severe sin. And so we pray, Heavenly Father, that we would confess and forsake our sin gladly, recognising the gravity of it, but also the greatness of grace and mercy freely offered through the precious blood of Jesus Christ our Lord. We pray to our Heavenly Father that you would deliver us from temptations to evil. Do not lead us into those places and relationships where we are overcome by subtle temptations, and where we find ourselves in a circumstance where we cannot stand, where our particular weakness and tendency to go astray is exposed and under strain once again. And we know, O God, that we all have a breaking point, and we all have those areas of life. It may differ one from the other, but none are perfectly secure, and in our armour there is always weakness and some points weaker than others. And so we pray that we would be delivered away from temptations, that we'd be led into the paths of righteousness, that we would recognize the path of righteousness and that we would choose it, walking in the narrow door and the narrow way, choosing that, despite the broad attractiveness of the door that is broad and the way that is broad, where everything is allowed and everyone is welcome to join, baggage and all. And so, Heavenly Father, as we pray, we are conscious that we need always to learn to pray. And we do give thanks today that our Lord Jesus Christ has taught his disciples to pray, not only on one occasion, but on a number of occasions. And so we are without excuse when we hardly know how to open our hearts and open our lips to speak to God. And we are commanded to pray. We are exhorted to pray. We are given exhortations and we are given examples. And the scripture, O God, is full of instances of men and women calling upon the name of the Lord. And so as we gather here to worship again on this God's holy day, help us, we pray, to remember that this is the day that God has made for prayer and for praise, for preaching, for reading, for meditation, for the observance of holy things, to set our hearts on this day above earthly things and to focus rather on eternal issues, important issues, everlasting glorious verities which are there for us for all eternity. And so we pray, Heavenly Father, that our worship would not be in vain this morning, that it would not be held against us in the last assize, that it would not be another occasion in which we simply have added to the burdens of judgment and condemnation, but rather an opportunity taken, valued, seized, indeed made for us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we pray the blessing of God upon us and upon all the church throughout the whole world and those who gather around the scriptures as we do now, sometimes on these radio broadcasts, telephone link-ups, and recorded messages in various kinds, and those who would gather eye to eye, as it were, fellowship close proximity in the fellowship of communion of the saints. We pray the blessing of God. It is the word of God, O Lord, that not only converts the soul, but continues the work of grace. And whether physically present one with the other or absent, and yet present through the spoken word, we pray the blessing of God upon us. And once again, as we call upon the name of the Lord, we ask for mercy, because our sins are more than can be numbered. And we pray for grace because our weakness is far greater than we ever imagine. And it is in that strength of Christ alone that we can do all things and anything that is required, grace given by the grace of God. The Apostle Paul was what he was, working more diligently than the others, and yet disclaiming all merit in his own efforts and recognizing that by the grace of God I am what I am. And so we pray that this would be our assessment of reality and our prayer of thanksgiving as once again, O Lord, we come to fall down before the holy God of heaven, to call upon his name, to seek favor, to seek mercy, and to seek desire to grow in order that we may serve better, in order that we may follow more closely and love our Lord Jesus Christ more and more. This is our prayer, O God. For God's glory we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to read further in Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 6, and this famous passage on the armour of God, from verse 10 in chapter 6 in Ephesians, Paul's words. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armour of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armour of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly, to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly, as I ought to speak." And so on. Amen. The notices are the following. Remember the service this afternoon, at 4:30 this afternoon, held in the Henry Carmichael Theatre in the Mechanics School of Arts building, Pitt Street, 280 Pitt Street. And this afternoon, God willing, we shall meet there at 4:30. And we remind you, of course, again on Wednesday at 7 p.m., again in the Mechanic School of Arts building in Pitt Street. We are thankful for this provision, and we are glad to have a place to meet as we try to worship together in the communion of the saints. Next Lord's Day, 10:30.
We will be recording the morning service and the afternoon service, 4:30 p.m., held again in the Mechanics Arts building.
Well, these are the notices that we will mention, and we continue then to sing in Psalm number 116, 116 from verse 7 to verse number 12.